You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Maharashtra government is in a crisis. While Uddhav Thackeray has offered to resign as the chief minister of the state, he has sacked top Shiv Sena leader and minister Eknath Shinde from his post, as Shinde has reportedly moved to a hotel in Gujarat with 24 party MLAs. Stay tuned to find out the latest on the Maharashtra situation. Welcome back to CNBCTV18.com. This is your host Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest on stock markets, Maharashtra political crisis, what's happening in the job market and more. First up, here's all you need to know about the Maharashtra crisis as of June 21st. First of all, here's what went wrong. On Monday, that is June 20th, the ruling Mahavikas Agadi coalition suffered a setback in the state legislative council polls by losing one of the six seats it had contested, while the BJP won all five seats it had contested for. And the Saffron Party also managed to get its extra candidate elected as MLC, trouncing Congress's first preference candidate Chandrakant Handore. BJP is said to have got 20 extra votes and is now short of 11 MLAs to oust the Uddhav Thackeray government. This makes unreachable Shinde a worrying factor for Shiv Sena, National Congress Party and the Congress. Before the Rajya Sabha election, the strength of MBA government was 170, which was reduced to 162 as some MLAs supported the BJP candidate. After the MLC election, the MBA strength is further reduced to 151 as 11 MLAs cross-voted in BJP's favour. The Maharashtra Assembly strength is 288 and the current strength is 285 as Anil Deshmukh and Nawab Malik are in jail and Ramesh Latake had passed away. A party needs 143 MLAs to prove a majority in the state assembly and form the government in the politically crucial state. The BJP has 134 MLAs and is 9 short of the majority mark. So the rebel MLAs, along with Shinde, are reported to be staying in a hotel in Surat and are unreachable. Shinde has also removed Sena from his Twitter bio. NCP chief Sharad Pawar meanwhile says that whatever is happening in the state is happening for the third time since MBA government was formed. He ruled out an alliance with BJP and said that they'll find a solution to the crisis. He told the media that Eknath Shinde has never conveyed to them that he wants to be the CM. This is an internal issue of Shiv Sena and whatever they decide, NCP is with them. He also said that he doesn't think there's any need for a change in the government. Shiv Sena, meanwhile, was to carry out a protest march against BJP across the state later in the day. In another political update, Yashwant Sinha, a former union minister in the Atal Bihari Vajpayee-led NDA government, has been named as the joint opposition candidate for presidential polls. The BJP is yet to announce its pick for the July polls. Well, earlier in the day, Sinha, a Trinamool Congress leader, dropped the big hint about his candidature when he said he must step aside from the party to work for greater opposition unity. Next up, a look at how the stock markets fared on June 21st. Sensex and Nifty surged in a broad-based recovery led by heavyweights Reliance Industries, TCS and Infosys, extending gains to a second straight day in some respite for investors following a 7-day long sell-off. Both headline indices surged more than 2% during the session. Sensex gained 1,200 points during the day to touch 52,799, whereas Nifty climbed to as high as 15,700, up 357 points. One of the stocks in focus was Bandhan Bank, which may be impacted by Assam floods over the next 3 to 4 weeks. So the Assam floods will have a near-term impact on the lender's business as well as collections, according to Jefferies. This as Assam forms 6% of total loans and 9% of emerging entrepreneurs' business, that is EEB loans, according to Jefferies. The brokerage, however, maintained its buy rating on the stock with a target price of 430 rupees. This implies an upside of almost 57% from yesterday's closing price. According to another global brokerage, Macquarie, the affected portfolio from Assam floods should be limited to 2% of overall loans for Bandhan Bank. It also finds the lender's valuation attractive in context of the sharp cyclic rebound. The stock ended more than 3% higher. Meanwhile, specialty chemicals are once again catching the attention on Dalal Street. Chemical stocks including the likes of Clean Science and Tech, Rain Industries, Privi Specialty Chemicals, Deepak Nitrite and Gujarat Fluorochem have burned up to 45% of investors' money in the past 3 months alone. Analysts say that crude oil prices and disruptions from China are boosting the appeal of these businesses. Richa Agarwal, who's a senior research analyst at Equity Master, suggests that considering companies maintaining strong balance sheets, backward integration and better cost efficiency than the industry. Meanwhile, Tata Steel shares rose today, recovering from a series of 52-week lows after global brokerage Citi reduced its target price on the stock. The target price on the steelmaker stock is, however, still 26% higher than its last closing price. The brokerage has maintained its buy rating on the stock. Well, today's rise also comes after a report that says the steel maker imported 75,000 tons of coal from Russia in the second half of May, just weeks after pledging to cut business ties with Russia. Moving on to an update on Agnipath protests. While the protests against the government scheme continued across several states, the government has said that there is no change in the recruitment process and aspirants need to submit a pledge on whether or not they were involved in the arson. Next up, the Assam flood situation has worsened. 11 more people, including 2 children, died and over 40 lakh people suffered across 32 districts of the state as of Monday, that is yesterday. With this, the total number of persons losing their lives in this year's flood and landslides rose to 82, according to reports. Besides this, 7 more people went missing across 5 districts, according to the Assam Disaster Management Authority. Lastly, here's an update from the job market. Job listings portal Monster India says that the worst of startup layoffs is yet to come. Indian startups have laid off more than 10,500 employees as firms struggle to raise funds and reduce their cash burn, as per data based on Money Control Research and other media reports. However, Monster India supposes that it's a very small proportion of the overall workforce in the ecosystem and that the full impact of the fund crisis is yet to be seen. The jobs portal doesn't think the slowdown in hiring across many startups is a cause of concern yet, as their contribution to the overall job market is still very small. Meanwhile, another Indeed report shows that job postings for cryptocurrency, blockchain and NFTs jumped 804% between April 2020 to April 2022. When compared with April 2019, there was a 15 times rise. Data also shows an acceleration in the market's demand, as in 2022, the increase in job postings was 315%. The massive increase during the pandemic comes as technology adoption grew at a rapid pace across the country, according to the report. The top role across this field was application developer, followed by data engineer and full stack developer, according to the report. With that, we end this podcast, but before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with top stories from around the world. Until then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates.